What's up? First off, I want to thank you for clicking on the link. Second of all, if you read the description, you know why we're here. We're going to get straight into it. All right, the first story we're going to cover today is about Robert Johnson, a black man beaten in Mesa, Arizona. Now, I believe this happened last month, and I just seen the videotape this morning. If you haven't seen the video, I'm sure you can just Google it, go on YouTube, and type in Robert Johnson in Mesa, Arizona, and you'll be able to see exactly what happened. He was assaulted. Put it like that, simple and plain. Now I'm going to get into the logistics right now. If you want to read along with me, we're going to go on azcentral.com. This is going to be Robert Johnson, unarmed man beaten by police. Quote, I want Mesa to be held accountable. I'm going to just go straight in. Robert Johnson, a 35-year-old unarmed man whose case received national attention after video shows officers beat him to the ground, said he wants the culture of the police brutality to change in the Mesa Police Department. Quote, I want Mesa to be held accountable for what they've done, Johnson said. Thursday at a news conference where he made his first public comments since the police released a video of the incident that happened last month. The photos depicts police kneeling and punching him multiple times before bringing him to the ground. Johnson, accompanied by his fiance, daughter, and two attorneys who are representing him, became emotional during a news conference held at the Mesa Church, and his comments were brief. During a few minutes at the podium, he took several deep breaths to gather his thoughts before eventually apologizing and letting his attorneys and his pastor do much of the talking. Excuse me. Since the beating, he said, he has just been stressed and hurting. Quote, man, that's crazy. Now, if you want to go on to the website, you can see a lot more and read a lot more about what it says about the history of Mesa, Arizona. Apparently, they have a history of this, of beating unarmed victims, black males. I'm going to read the police report of what happened that night, though, since we got a little extra time. The night of the incident, May 23rd, Johnson was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and hindering police. Eric Race, 20, who was with Johnson that night, was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct and suspicion of drug paraphernalia. Police originally said Johnson, 33 years old, but his attorney said he's 35. Don't know why that matters. The case started when someone called 911 to report that Race had tried to force his way into his ex-girlfriend's apartment on Main Street about a mile east of Country Club Drive where the incident happened. Johnson said he accompanied Race to help him take his belongings from his ex-girlfriend's house. Officer Jones said in his report he kneed and punched Johnson because Johnson leaned against the wall and extended his feet instead of sitting on the ground as a police order. Wow. Johnson's body language projecting, quote, Johnson's body language was projecting that he was preparing for a physical altercation. The police report said Johnson's shoulders were bowed forward slightly and head nodded. Quote, end quote. Now let me just say, I seen the video. The guy looks down at his phone and then he's just multiply berated by about four police officers. That's not aggressive behavior from anybody. Period. I'm gonna keep going. Quote, that was a position I recognized from past physical confrontations where a person opts to look forward to the floor in order to use their peripheral vision to track several opponents simultaneously. Johnson's breathing became shallower and intentional, suggesting physiologically his body was transitioning to fight or flight mode. Now he was in the corner. Where is he going to run? Stupid. Miller, the Mesa pastor, took an issue with the officer's report. It makes for a very good novel, he said. Yeah, I agree. Now I'm going to just stop right there and go straight to what the video shows. The video shows three officers approaching Johnson on the apartment complex third floor deck. One of the officers already on the deck questions Race, who sits when the officer directs him to. The officer advises Johnson to wait before the three other officers arrive. as the three officers approach, Johnson is talking on his cell phone, leaning against the railing. Police search his pockets and then ask him to sit on the floor against the wall. The video shows Johnson asking why he needs to sit down and leans back against the wall with his legs extended. Police repeatedly ask Johnson to sit down, but he refuses. The four officers close in on Johnson. An officer identified in the police report as Jay Jones knees him twice in the stomach and punches him six times in the face. The video shows. The police report details that another officer identified as R. Monterez punched Johnson in the face at least once. As Johnson is being hit, someone is heard yelling, "Sit your ass down, motherfucker," end quote. One of the officers pulls Johnson's left leg, dropping him to the floor. Someone's heard yelling, "See what happens," end quote. Police handcuff Johnson and tie his feet together. As he lays on his stomach on the floor, Johnson tells officers, "You didn't need to pull all that force on me. You didn't need to put all that force on me." Excuse me. He then yells profanities at the officer, challenging him to fight, the video shows. Officer Gamby in the report said that the officers escort Johnson to the elevator. It looks as if Johnson is about to spit on him. Gamby shoves Johnson in the face in the corner in the elevator door in the frame, according to the report. One officer then wraps a spit mask, or what happens to be a mesh type cloth around Johnson's face. Three officers pick him up by his feet and arms and carry him into the elevator, into the patrol car, the video shows. It goes on, but I'm going to just end it right there. That was a little extra, extremely extra. And if you look there on, like I said, if you go on this website, you'll be able to see another case in which they use a little excessive force on an 84-year-old grandmother. Hold on, let me read this. Mesa police have faced criticism for other uses of force incidents in the past year. In February, a family posted pictures of an 84-year-old grandmother's bruises after a Mesa officer grabbed her and took her down. After the pictures went viral, Mesa police showed the takedown. Police had originally said the woman slipped. In December, after former Mesa police officer Philip Braisfield was acquitted by a jury of second-degree murder charge, a judge allowed release of an unedited footage showing Bradford fatally shooting a man who was on his knees crying and begging for his life. In that video, taken from police body cameras, a sergeant can be heard yelling commands at the man. The incident happened in 2016, but the unedited video was released almost 2 years later, prompting an outcry on social media. Man, so it looks like Mesa, Arizona, has a history of police using excessive force. So what that tells me is, I'm going to stay the fuck up out of Mesa, Arizona. Anybody listening to this, you know what I'm saying, music artists, whatever, you going through that town, make sure you motherfucking, you ain't smoking weed, you ain't doing anything that can get you jammed up around there, because obviously they got some motherfucking problems down there. Excuse my language, take a quick break, roll me one, calm down, because stories like this tend to get me a little antsy, you know what I mean, because it seems like it's not a problem with that police force in the area. It just seems like it's a norm that they like to just say, "Oh, it's just how we do things around here." Nah, man, fuck that. That's not how y'all do things. Because I've seen respectable police officers, just like we see officers that's doing this nut ass shit, and they need to change. Point blank, period. But we're gonna take a break real quick. Let me calm down, and we're gonna be right back talking about Zach TV One passing. We gonna get into that. So now we're going to take a break. All right, I'll be right back. What's up? Back in. All right. I was T.I. New National Anthem. And while researching about the Mesa, Arizona case, I found out that they assaulted another 15-year-old as well. They got a lot going on down there. About two more cops just got suspended on that case. So, you know, a little something for a little extra tidbit for y'all to research off. Y'all want to talk about it in the outlaw topic, just get at me, we'll discuss it. All right. Now we're going to get into Zach TV one. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He was a journalist in Chicago. More like a, he would also do interviews with local artists in Chicago, covering a lot, you know, a lot of range of topics. We're going to get in that. He was found killed in Chicago. We're going to go to billboard.com. Zach TV One founder, Zach Stoner, shot killed in Chicago. Zach Stoner, the 30-year-old founder of Zach TV One, one of the most popular YouTube channels chronicling black culture life in Chicago, was shot and killed while driving in the city's South Loop neighborhood on Wednesday morning, May 30th. According to WGN TV, the shooting took place around 1:30 a.m. when Stoner, frequently referred to as Zach TV One, was shot in the head and neck before his Jeep drove up the curb and crashed into a light pole. A spokesperson for the Chicago Police Department confirmed the details of the shooting, but had no additional information at the press time. Stoner was transported to Northwest Memorial Hospital, where he later died of his wounds. WGN reported that police say that the Chevy Caprice was also involved in the crash, and witnesses say reported a group of people jumped out of the Caprice and got into a third car that drove away from the scene. At press time, the Chicago PD spokesperson said no suspects were in custody and the investigation was ongoing. Video has emerged of the crashing, and three people can be seen piling into the other car. Zach TV One is known for his no-nonsense raw. Oh, I think you can read that for yourself. The rest of it, it just gets into his background and, you know, his dealings with Chief Keef and artists in that area. Now, there's been rumors that one of his friends, T Streets, he just passed yesterday morning. He was shot yesterday morning, that he had something to do with it. No, I'm not speaking on that, neither here nor there. I'm just reporting y'all what's going on. Again, my condolences to the family of T Streets and to the family of Zach TV One. All right. Shit, man. Take another break. Next topic, we're going to be talking about Chief Keef versus Tekashi 6ix9ine. All right. We'll be right back. One. All right, we back in. Shout out to the Warriors. Had to get that in there. Winning that NBA Finals. Like I said, it'd be good to see where LeBron end up. All right, I told y'all we going to talk Chief Keef versus Tekashi 6ix9ine. All right, let's see, where did we start? Now, this thing started on Twitter as far as I can see. You know? And I got a little bit more serious when Chief Keef went to New York and got shot at. Now, it was rumored that he went there looking for 6ix9ine, but if, you know what I mean, it also came out that he had business in New York that he had at the address. Now, before this shooting, I was thinking it was just Twitter beef. Because, you know, nowadays, it ain't nothing to, they call it trolling or whatever, nothing to say, you know what I'm saying, fucking nigga on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That ain't shit. And for the most part, it was just looking like it was going to be on Twitter. But when they, you know what I'm saying, they said they found the way the shots was shot towards Chief Keef and hit the building in the air and whatnot. Hey, I ain't going to do too much speaking on that, because that's, you don't ever want to see it go that route. Like I said, I would rather see it stay on Twitter, stay on wax, than to see Chief Keef get his head blown off. You know what I mean? We don't want no more violence in hip-hop. You know what I mean? They already look at us some type of way, so we don't want them to look at us like, you know, we can't let them in these venues because they gonna be all violent and all this shit. So, the part that I'm covering now, though, that attracted me to looking at this beef was when Tekashi dropped this song, Hit 'Em Up. It's dope. Off the rip, he comes in talking his shit, saying they gave him 48 hours to live or 2 months or some shit. And he's just coming in chilling shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout outs to Tekashi. Then he dropped another one. Both of them was on War Store. First one is called Hit 'Em Up. Second one is called Shooters. I was trying to give, you know what I mean, Chief Keef time to respond so I could give my analyze his track, you know what I mean? But we still have, you know what I'm saying, that yet to hear a Chief Keef response. But Tekashi done dropped two of them. And he's hot. He's hot. I fucks with it. You know what I mean? That boy on a run. Like, what do you say? He got about 7 on the Billboard. This might be 8. This might be 8 if it catch on. We'll see. And we'll see about Chief Keef response, him and Lil Reese. You know what I mean? He's vocal with it. You know what I mean? Alright, alright. See, we about to close shop here for the weekend. You know what I mean? Again, shout out to the Warriors. Shout out LeBron. Keep your head up, man. I don't know. I kind of want to see him go to the Lakers or Houston. Kind of more than Houston, you know what I'm saying, than the Lakers, but kind of want to see him end up out west. You know what I mean? Hey, Outlaw Topic is going to be about that Mesa Police shit. Them crazy ass crackers down there. So hit me up if you want to talk about that. Leave me a message on that. And shit, this is episode 3. Thank you for clicking the link. And I will holler at y'all later. 1.